with Brian Allen.
One of the planks in the Ontario Conservative election platform is getting a thumbs up from realtors. Tory leader Tim Hudak recently announced that his party would create a public registry of houses that have been used to make or grow illegal drugs. Barbara Succo is president of the Ontario Real Estate Association, and she joins us on the line now. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Under current regulations, what is the property owner obligated to divulge about a property to a potential buyer?
Well, at the Ontario Real Estate Association, we actually have a standard form, and it's called the Seller Property Information Statement. And what it does is it asks the home seller any number of questions about the home. So basically anything that would affect a buyer's decision to buy a property, a seller should be disclosing.
Is this mandatory, though?
It's not mandatory, no.
So, but I suppose if the seller refuses, that sends up some red flags, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, what we're finding is it's used quite commonly in the industry, but there are some realtors who do not use the form. But what's been happening is sometimes if the form is not provided, a buyer will make it a condition in the offer that the seller complete a seller property information statement.
And has the necessity for this form been overrided somewhat by the fact that most people have a property inspection done before they enter into a deal?
I think it's very important to have a home inspection, and I would say 95% of the buyers in the market today do go ahead and have a home inspection. But I also think that, disclosure is a very important element when you're doing this sort of large transaction. So, it's just better to be upfront and honest about any defects that you know about the property, and then you don't have to deal with them later when they come up during the home inspection.
So with respect to what Mr. Hudak is talking about, though, are there any protections in place right now for potential buyers who may be looking at a property that, you know, did have criminal activity going on?
Well, certain municipalities in Ontario do have their own registries, but what we've been lobbying the government for is a provincial registry so that, anybody can go on and find out whether or not a property has been formally used as a grow-op.
Now, are there real physical issues with respect to the property that come into play if it has been used, say, for as a grow-op or to manufacture crystal meth, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. There's all sorts of concerns such as, mold. A lot of these homes, the wiring has been tampered with. There's structural damage been done by, dampness in the house. Any number of things, could affect the solidarity of the property.
I suppose, too, people might be a bit concerned around security issues. I mean, if you're buying a home and you don't know that there are criminals living there, drug dealers and so on,
mm-hmm.
You're probably concerned, if you find out, you're probably concerned about who might show up at your door.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You might be getting a knock on the door at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those issues all come into play.
Yes.
So clearly, if a property is on a registry, if this were to go through,
mm-hmm.
How would the seller ever sell the property then? Would he have to meet certain conditions before his property would be taken off the registry? How do you see it working?
Well, that's what's been happening is, certain properties do qualify for what we call a remediation. So they do hire, a company to come in and go over the house top to bottom to do any repairs that may be needed. But the disclosure still remains the same. The property can be resold once it's been remediated, but a buyer still needs to know that this property was the former grow-op and it has been undergone a remediation. Anything that will affect a buyer's decision to potentially purchase a property needs to be disclosed.
As a person who knows the real estate business back to front, let me ask you this, though. At the end of the day, if the building has been used, the home has been used for criminal activity, even though there has been remediation done, repairs have been made, the home is fine, is it going to affect, is it reasonable to expect it's going to seriously impact the price of the home?
I believe so, yes. It's another term that we use in the real estate industry is a stigmatized property. And unfortunately, that's the sort of thing that does happen. I mean, there are buyers out there who want a good deal and have no problem with, you know, buying one of these properties, perhaps as an investment or rental property, you know, whatnot. But I do think that it would definitely affect the value.
So to what extent should the real estate industry be consulted, Barbara, do you think, before any government goes ahead with this, then? Would the real estate industry be consulted?
Absolutely. We've been in discussions with the Ontario government for a few years now, trying to get this registry in place. And, you know, we work very well with the people at Queen's Park whenever they're drafting, you know, legislation and whatnot that affects the real estate industry. So we would definitely be a partner in kind of crafting that that registry.
Well, sounds very interesting, and certainly one more protection for potential buyers out there, which certainly is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Barbara, so good to have you with us. Thanks so much for chatting this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
All the best to you.
Yeah, you too.
That's
Take care.
Barbara Succo. She is the president of the Ontario Real Estate Association. So far, we only know the Tories are talking about this registry involving properties that have been involved in criminal activity. You'll have an opportunity, of course, on our shows next week to ask the candidates where they stand on an issue around property.